2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Dave and DeGenevic.
All right, here we go.
A new conversation on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Well, welcome to Wednesday, where the temperatures will just continue to go backwards on you this morning.
First of all, I don't believe you. Have you seen outside? It's gorgeous. It's blue skies. I've got a time lapse, and I'm going to walk away at the end of this show saying, ha, told you so.
It's gonna
great
be
weather.
Nasty in about an hour and a half from now.
We'll see.
Okay.
Hey, we got a great show for you. It's 9:07, brought to you by Toyota Dealers. It is time for the launch.
Sequence engaged.
Here are the three things that Debbie wants you to know.
Countdown. Three.
Oh, Utah Valley University offering a plethora of new scholarships. Dave, it's not for tuition, not for books, but for food. Because too many UVU kids are not eating right, and I know you love the plan.
I hate this plan. A food scholarship. Like, how do you qualify for that? You know, normally you have to fill out applications and really show that you excel in sports to get a scholarship. But food, you just have to be, like, hungry. Now that's one I could probably qualify for. I'm always hungry.
Countdown to
the third time's a charm. It is true. We have asked and we have asked and we have asked for Utah's delegation to be live on the Dave and DeGenevic show. Utah Representative Chris Stewart finally gave in. He promises he'll be live on the show with us today. Dave, I'm hoping he gives us the inside scoop on the new White House push to ignore the House impeachment inquiry.
I knew we could rely on Representative Stewart. He is our go-to. He'll join us. But really, this is an important question to ask. Why would the White House say no to cooperating? What do you have to hide? What is the problem with cooperating? Let them investigate. If there's nothing there, great. Move on and you're fine. Well, that's what we're going to ask Representative Chris Stewart shortly.
Launch countdown one.
Oh, the big heartbreaking question of the morning. What will happen to the babies and where are they now? We're going to go in depth this morning on a major heartbreaking case of illegal baby selling, human trafficking, and pregnant moms lured to Utah from islands in the Pacific. We've got the chilling interview with a mom who says she was trafficked to Utah, never got the $10,000 she was promised for her baby.
Illegal baby selling in Utah? That's happening right now. When I saw this story, Debbie, I about fell out of my chair. I couldn't believe this is happening. I'm dying to know what is going on and how do we protect kids.
Dave and DeGenevic.
The launch.
Commence.
We've been hearing about it all morning long on Utah's Morning News, and now Dave and I have more details about an illegal adoption scheme that is unfolding right here in Utah. It involves multiple states, but attorneys general in both Utah and Arizona charging an elected official in Arizona with operating a scheme. It alleges he brought 40 pregnant women, trafficking them to Utah over the last 3 years, Dave.
This breaks my heart to think of the families involved, the moms who gave up their babies, the adoptive parents, the babies themselves, and now what happens to the babies? There's so many questions we have to answer. Who's this elected official? What's the connection to Utah? We'll hear the heartbreaking story of one pregnant mom who said she was brought to Utah, and we want to know what will happen to those babies if they were illegally adopted to Utah families.
Well, let's begin with the news reports out of Arizona this morning, where Maricopa County assessor's home and business were raided overnight. His name is Paul Peterson, and between Arizona and Utah, he's facing 40-plus criminal charges, Dave. He's accused of running fraud schemes, human trafficking, and selling children. And he was hauled before a judge in Arizona very early this morning in order to surrender his passport.
Currently, Peterson is in jail with a $500,000 bond. He was also required to give up his passport. This is after he appeared in court early this morning for an initial appearance. But last night, we actually caught up and saw agents raiding both Peterson's work, his business, as well as his home.
Arizona television stations showed his house. Cop cars all over the place, in and out, grabbing evidence, trying to figure out and how to piece this puzzle together.
So the question is, who is Paul Peterson and what is his connection to Utah? Well, he was elected as a county assessor in Arizona in 2014. He's also an adoption attorney, according to authorities in both Utah and Arizona. So here's how this scheme worked, according to what we've read in court documents. He recruited and transported, offered payment to pregnant women from the Marshall Islands to give up babies for adoption in the United States. He's also accused of not telling adoptive parents the whole story, Dave. And then authorities also charged a woman named Lynette Jeanette. I don't know what her connection is totally to this case, but she's also charged in this scheme. Here's more from a reporter at the courthouse, KTVK News in Phoenix.
Get this, though. He's been a private adoption attorney for 15 years, practicing law in both Arizona, Arkansas, as well as Utah. Now, according to court documents, though, Peterson and Jeanette arranged and paid for pregnant women to travel from the Republic of the Marshall Islands to the U.S. in order to give up their children for adoption.
And if you're wondering where the Marshall Islands are, the Marshall Islands are basically in between Australia and Hawaii. It really is in the middle of nowhere. I mean, it's very difficult to get to. So to find a pregnant woman from the Marshall Islands, bring them to the United States, they deliver the baby, and then they adopt that baby out. That was the scheme.
And it's illegal because these types of adoptions are governed by an interstate compact. So there's very strict rules that must be followed because there's been a history in the Marshall Islands of black market adoption. So how did this whole case come to light? Well, good for the hospital workers. Cold calling a human trafficking tip line at the Utah Attorney General's office. Likely reporting something very unusual with a bunch of female patients who were brought to the hospital. We're going to get more details on that. It's the case of the illegal adoption scheme we're talking about unfolding here in Utah. Next, let's ask a legal expert, Dave, what happens to the babies?
Dave and Dujanovic. Later today, Jeff Kaplan reports on the news.
An overnight rescue mission on the Great Salt Lake.
And he talks about the news.
Tragedy was averted in the dead of night.
3 to 7 on KSL News Radio.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Dave and Dujanovic.
We expect a lot more details to come to light around noon today during news conferences in both Utah and Arizona. Of course, our team of reporters and producers continuing to follow this story as we are this morning, all about an adoption scheme that an elected official in Arizona is accused of running, both in Arizona, also in Arkansas, as well as in Utah. Utah authorities saying the scheme trafficked 40 pregnant women, Dave, into Utah to illegally give up their babies.
Debbie, the adoption process on all levels is so emotional. It's so difficult for the parents that are giving up the child, for the adoptive parents, for the children themselves. There are so many things that are going in to adopting a baby or a child, to hear that there is somebody taking advantage and profiting illegally and abusing on so many levels is terrifying and infuriating.
And in this case, that somebody who's accused is the county assessor of the largest county in Arizona, Maricopa County. He was sent before a judge this morning. He had his passport yanked, and he's being held on $500,000 bond. In the next segment, we're going to get a live interview from our sister station down in the Phoenix area, an update on the case that's unfolding down there. In the meantime, we have developments in Utah on this case as well, because Paul Peterson, who is a Utah attorney, also an Arizona attorney, as well as the county assessor in Arizona, it is also very strange. He's charged in this case. Let's bring former prosecutor Greg Skordas on the line with us to help us walk through this. Good morning, Greg.
Hi, Debbie.
So why Utah? Do we just have weak adoption laws? Do you think perhaps that Mr. Peterson felt as though he could get away with it here?
No, I mean, the reason why he was charged here in Utah, and I believe he'll also be charged in Arizona, and he'll probably be charged also in Arkansas, is because a lot of the adoptions happened here in Utah. He's also licensed to practice law here in Utah, and so it appears that there's a pretty good connection with Utah in terms of the number of adoptions. But I'm assuming that he's going to be charged in multiple jurisdictions, and the charges here in Utah are significant. I mean, he's got 11 felonies. Half of them are second-degree felonies that each carry 1 to 15 years in prison, but all of them carry some potential prison term. So the significance of the case here in Utah is pretty great, but I'm assuming he'll also face almost identical charges in Arizona.
Well, let me just bring our listeners up to speed on that, Greg. The Arizona Attorney General's Office has unsealed in a 32-count indictment against Mr. Peterson in Arizona. It was posted last night on one of the news station's websites. I've got it in my hand here. He's charged with forgery, fraudulent schemes and practices, on and on, conspiracy. I mean, there's 32 counts in Arizona as well as the 11 counts here in Utah.
Yeah, give us an idea, Greg. So many things happen during adoptions. Really, how are people protected? If I'm a parent and I've adopted a baby, I thought I did everything right. I went through the attorney. Is there a possibility that these adoptive parents could lose their child?
You know, it's really horrible, Dave, because that's exactly what could happen. We had a case similar to this involving one of the Polynesian islands a few years ago with an adoption scheme and trying to sort out getting adoptive mothers their babies back, getting adoptive parents some right to either keep or try to keep the baby that they thought they adopted was a real mess. And they're going to have to do that here. And it appears that, as you guys talked about, there were at least 40 adoptions. So whether these women that bore the children, the birth mothers from the Marshall Islands, come in and say, look, I was defrauded, I want my baby back, remains to be seen. But if they do that, I think that the Utah parents that adopted those kids are going to be in a world of hurt in terms of trying to keep them.
Oh, my goodness. This case is unraveling by the moment. We're on live with Greg Skordas. He's a former prosecutor. We're talking about this adoption case, this scheme that's been alleged by the attorney general here in Utah, as well as the attorney general in Arizona, where babies were, or moms, pregnant moms, were allegedly trafficked into Utah and then gave up their babies. And in one case, we're going to hear an interview in the next segment, Greg, from a mom from the Marshall Islands, who told a reporter in a story that posted about a year ago about this very scheme, that she never received the $10,000 when she was brought to Utah that she was promised. And she gave up her baby.
Yeah, and of course, that even itself is really problematic, because are they selling these children? I mean, one of the counts, or several of the counts that this Paul Peterson is charged with, is sale of a child. So if there's a financial consideration for giving up your child for adoption, in other words, you're selling the kid, that's pretty horrendous all by itself, and the law absolutely precludes that. So, you know, that part of it alone is problematic. And then you're saying some of these mothers weren't paid anyway, so they had an agreement that they were going to come into Utah, have a child, give it up for adoption, make $10,000, and then go back home to Marshall Island. And they were apparently, according to these indictments, lied to about that. Now, the Utah indictment hasn't been unsealed yet. I've been trying to find it.
You're correct.
And I guess from what you guys were saying, it may be unsealed today at noon. Just the fact that he's charged, you can find, but not the specifics of the allegations.
How does a scheme like this go on for so long?
Well, I mean, because it's working, Dave, because the system thought it was doing it appropriately, and adoptions were happening, and parents were getting children that probably couldn't have children, and so everybody was going along their merry way. It's just that at some point, it appears that one of the mothers, one of the birth mothers, felt like she had been misled or lied to or worse, you know, sort of entrapped into doing this. And so once that happens, they start an investigation, and they start looking back and finding that there were a huge number, 40 adoptions by this same gentleman, the same agency, and they start doing investigation, and I'm sure that they found that they were all similar.
In one case, the Utah Attorney General's office says that hospital workers, Greg, were reporting strange activity at the hospital, as many as maybe 4 or 5 women a week being brought in. And so they reported it to the Attorney General's human trafficking hotline. And then investigators started working on the case from there. That's got to be just a huge win when it comes to this trafficking hotline, because this could have gone on for years had the hospital worker not phoned in an anonymous tip.
And they may find out, Debbie, that's exactly what happened. I mean, they've found 40. Is that going to be the tip of the iceberg, or is that going to be everything they've got? Were there 40 more in Arizona? Were there another 40 in Arkansas?
Yeah.
I mean, who knows how many they're going to be, but they're flying these mothers out here while they were pregnant, having them deliver the child, and maybe it was just a very attentive hospital employee that thought, this doesn't seem right, this doesn't look right, and reported it to the police. And sometimes that's all it takes to initiate an investigation like this.
Attorney Greg Skordas, thank you so much for joining us and helping us really weed through these details. Debbie, there are so many questions that we still have to ask and that we look to answer to continue this heartbreaking story.
So next, let's go live to the Phoenix area where the county assessor just went before a judge a couple of hours ago. He is in jail. And we're also going to hear the heartbreaking interview with a mom who says she was trafficked to Utah, forced to give up her baby, and then never got a dime of the money that she was promised.
Dave and Dujanovic. Get all news all morning, then go in-depth about the news.
Senator Romney joining us
with Dave and Debbie.
Do you think the FDA and the CDC are going to take your concerns seriously?
I do believe they're taking it seriously.
News at 5, talk at 9 on KSL News Radio, Utah's news station. Dave and Dujanovic.
All right, here we go.
A new conversation on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM at 1160 AM.
Let's just call it what it is, Dave. Baby selling. Baby selling in Utah.
Debbie, take a breath there and let that sink in, folks. We're talking about the buying and selling of babies. That is earth-shattering.
It's the Utah adoption scheme that got an elected official in Arizona tossed in jail last night, but it was also uncovered by an investigative news team in Hawaii. It's a nonprofit journalism organization, when they published a very disturbing article about the scheme late last year. And they went and did a very heartbreaking interview, Dave, with a mom who gave up her baby. So she was brought to Utah. We got to hear that interview.
Yeah, and we're going to hear that interview with that mom. And we're also going to get a live update from Phoenix, where the elected official appeared before the judge. Also, if you're just joining us, the Maricopa County Assessor, who is also an attorney in Arizona and Utah, is at the heart of this story. The Utah and Arizona Attorney Generals have charged Paul Peterson with more than 40 criminal counts.
And it's that newspaper in Hawaii. It's actually a website in Hawaii called the Civil Beat that published their detailed investigation into the scheme last fall. Okay, you have to realize this is months and months and months before the indictments and the charges were unsealed and announced in both Utah and Arizona against the Maricopa County assessor, who's also the practicing attorney here in Utah.
And this is how the scheme worked. Let's reset. If you're just joining us in the car right now, this is how it would work. A Marshallese, a woman from the Marshall Islands. If you're wondering where the Marshall Islands are, kind of in between Australia and Hawaii. So kind of there in the middle. And they would bring this pregnant woman to the States.
Usually, many cases, first into Hawaii. And then they would fly them to Utah. And there's also an Arkansas connection in all of this. And we're going to be learning more details on all of that during an 11 o'clock news conference. There'll be simultaneous news conferences in Arizona and in Utah giving us more details. But many, many, many women, according to the Utah Attorney General's office, 40 of them, pregnant women, brought to Utah under this scheme. I want to really get to the interview, Dave, with the mom, the Marshallese mom, who says she was brought to Utah, gave up her baby, never given the $10,000 she was promised. Okay, this is on the Civil Beats website, that journalism organization that broke this story last fall.
For one pregnancy, Himon said she was recruited off the street by a Marshallese adoption fixer who offered her $10,000 and a plane ticket to the U.S. in exchange for her baby. Himon accepted. 3 days later, she was on a plane to Utah. She remembers the adoptive family taking her for car rides, going to the mall. How unprepared she was for Utah's cold climate.
And also how she was never given any clothes while she was here, any new clothes to wear for the harsh winter that we were having. Here's her continued interview.
After she gave birth, she came back with nothing.
They didn't give her the money?
No. No money, only ticket to come back home.
And they'd said that they would give her $10,000. Wow.
The Civil Beat, the journalism organization that first broke this story in Hawaii, also alleges that in their article that these women were kept by in a home owned by Peterson in West Valley City until they gave birth. And that hospital workers here in Utah started noticing 4 to 5 women showing up in the same week and then felt compelled to report it to authorities.
Yeah, let's reach out to Jim Cross. He's with KTAR in Phoenix, where Paul Peterson is the county assessor and had his home and business raided last night. Bail set at, what, $500,000? Do we know if Peterson is still in jail this morning, Jim?
Unclear right now. Again, the bail was set at $500,000 last night when we found out from the AG's office here about the 32-count federal indictment against Paul Peterson. And the story has just kept spiraling from there. This indictment is for theft, forgery, 29 counts of fraudulent schemes. Attorney General's office told me this morning 28 women from the Marshall Islands gave birth in Arizona alone.
And we know from our attorney general here, Jim, that there were 40 women brought to Utah. Jim Cross is with our sister station, KTAR. It's a news radio station in the Phoenix area. He's covering this story. Where was Mr. Peterson arrested? Do you happen to know?
Well, it was in Gila Bend. It's our understanding from the attorney general's office here. He was on the way back from a trip to California. Gila Bend's about 60 or 70 miles southwest of Phoenix. He was booked in a Maricopa County jail last night. But again, he was arrested in Maricopa County, the tiny community of Gila Bend.
Do we know what happens with the adoptive parents, to the babies? I think that's the big question. What happens to the babies?
Well, they're going to hold a news conference here simultaneously. I mean, your news conference in Utah from the attorney general is exactly the same time as ours will be. And more details will be coming out. Attorney General's office was very clear when I talked to them this morning that the focus is not on the families who adopted the children. Their focus is on this county assessor here, Paul Peterson, and a woman that apparently was involved in this too, allegedly, named Linwood Jeanette. And not only were they bringing in people, women, from the Marshall Islands to give birth, that is a violation of U.S. law.
that prohibits citizens of the Marshals, you know, coming to the U.S. for the purpose of adoptions. And on top of everything else, Peterson is accused of using the state's Medicaid system, called Access, for the women by falsely claiming that they were Arizona residents. So there was, you know, money being dished out there.
This is an incredible story with a lot of twists and turns. Jim, I know you're going to be following it down there in Phoenix for us all day. We're going to be following it here as this story unfolds up on, you know, at the Attorney General's office when they hold the press conference this afternoon at noon. We're also reaching out to the Utah Attorney General's office, Dave, to see if we can get them on live during the show to get more details. So stay tuned for that. Much more straight ahead, our team of reporters and producers on this big story today of the adoption scheme that has very strong Utah ties. Next, Governor John Huntsman may want to become Governor John Huntsman. We'll look into the question of Governor turned Ambassador Huntsman. Is he going to be throwing his hat in the ring again?
Dave and Dujanovic. Are you asking for Dave and Debbie everywhere?
Just say, Alexa, play KSL News Radio.
And stream them on your phone. The KSL News Radio app. Dave and Dujanovic.
Well, you've been hearing us talk about this all morning long. We've been reporting on this developing story, allegations of illegal baby selling right here in Utah. We're awaiting a press conference, both in Arizona and in Utah, at the Attorney General's offices in both states. They'll have simultaneous press conferences, as well as, we believe, another press conference in Arkansas, because that state is also affected by this. KSL's News Radio's Paul Nelson will be attending that news conference at the Attorney General's office here in Utah, and will, of course, keep us updated on the developments. But in a nutshell, Dave, attorneys general in both Utah and Arizona charging an elected official in Arizona. He is the Maricopa County Assessor. He's been in office since 2014 with operating an illegal scheme that alleges 40 pregnant women and many other women in Arizona, but 40 pregnant women in Utah trafficked here to Utah over the past 3 years from the Marshall Islands in the middle of the Pacific.
Debbie, these numbers are astounding. 40 women in Utah, 28 women in Arizona. And the way it would work is, they would bring pregnant women from the Marshall Islands. And the Marshall Islands is in between Hawaii and Australia. And they would bring them to Hawaii or to the United States mainland. And then they would essentially work out some sort of adoption, promising them money, $10,000, to adopt out their baby. And then they would send that the birth mother back to the Marshall Islands.
We want to bring on an adoption attorney, Derek Williams. He's a lawyer who practices in adoption law. He's with the firm Snow, Christensen, and Martineau. Thank you so much for joining us on the show today, Mr. Williams, on such short notice. You've practiced adoption law. This individual, his name is Paul Peterson. As you know, he is the county assessor in Maricopa County, which is the largest county in Arizona. But he also practices adoption law or law here in Utah and Arizona. And that's why he's that's why we're talking about him today, because I thought, why is an assessor in Maricopa County charged with adoption fraud here? But Mr. Williams, do you know anything about Paul Peterson?
Sure. Yeah, and thanks for having me on. I have had some dealings with him. I have handled at least one adoption partway through the process until it, unfortunately for my clients, the adopting couple, it fell through at the last minute, in part because of some of these very problems that we're talking about, the understandings that these mothers have when they come over here versus the reality once once they get here, and there's some independent social workers and other advisors telling them the reality of the situation, my couple clients lost the opportunity to adopt that baby because of this. And so I've had that one experience, and then I have informally advised a few other clients that have been considering these types of adoptions.
Wow, that's incredible. We didn't know this when we first reached out to you, that you had actually had an experience with Mr. Peterson. We just had so many questions about adoption law in general. Will you let us know is this a common practice? Because we've heard rumors about this, this buying babies. It's a phrase, so to speak. But what does that actually mean? And how do they kind of try to work around the system and convince prospective adoptive parents that this is all above board?
Well, I will say in my experience, which is a number of years working with finalizing adoptions in court with adoptions that have been run through agencies, but in the last 5 to 7 years, a lot more adoptions have become what I refer to as private adoptions or independent adoptions, where the couple and the birth mother are connected through the internet, social media, contacts, family, that sort of thing. And we run it through an adoption attorney, and I step in and handle the adoption. I will tell you from my experience that ethical adoption attorneys and ethical adoption agencies are very careful. And I would say overall Utah it is a good adoption-friendly state where we all strive to use ethical adoption practices. In my own practice, I'm very careful about the money that's exchanged. The law does allow expenses of the birth mother, legitimate adoption-related expenses, to be reimbursed.
For example, did we lose you, Mr. Williams? It sounded like we lost you. Ethical practices, that's what Mr. Williams was talking about. And this is where it gets a little bit gray when you start opening it up for legitimate expenses. And that's one of the questions I have for Mr. Williams, and I want to ask him, Debbie, is isn't that how it kind of gets hidden, is through these legitimate expenses? Because when it comes to private adoptions, what I've seen and what I've heard is you do get in contact with the birth mother. Mr. Williams, have you rejoined us?
Yes, I apologize.
No. What happened. No worries. I'm curious because when I've talked to adoptive parents and when we're talking about private adoptions, the loophole, it seems, to be when these legitimate expenses. So when a prospective adoptive mother or parent reaches out to the birth mother, you say, "Oh yeah, I'm going to cover your doctor's visits, but I want to also make sure that you're eating okay, so the baby is healthy, and I want you to have a safe place to live." I mean, you can see where it starts growing, and you can start justifying these quote unquote legitimate expenses.
Absolutely, you've nailed it, and that's where it requires the ethical practice of the adoption providers that are involved, and that we have to be very, very careful that the questions are being asked. I try in my practice to ask for receipts, for statements. I encourage my clients, and if I'm involved, they pay the landlord directly. They don't pay cash to the birth mother. They buy a gift card to Walmart for groceries, if that's appropriate, or something like that in reasonable amounts. But I will not allow, if at all possible, the exchange of cash to a birth mother. And it requires discipline and ethics on the part of the providers. Absolutely.
We're talking to attorneys, an adoption law attorney with Snow Christensen and Martineau here in the Salt Lake City area. His name's Derek Williams. He's live on the line with us because we have this major case unfolding. In fact, the Utah Attorney General's office slated to hold a press conference on this adoption scam that Derek Williams has so kindly agreed to join us about and just help us analyze what's been happening, perhaps even behind the scenes because of his expertise. But this case unfolded last night. Maricopa County assessor is in custody or went before a judge this morning. Bail was set at $500,000. He's accused of running an adoption scheme in Utah, Arizona, and Arkansas. There's some 40 criminal counts pending against him right now. I'm wondering, I've been so concerned all morning long, Mr. Williams, about the babies who were brought to Utah and to Arizona, or the moms who gave birth to babies here in Utah, and they were adopted out to families. There's some 40 moms who were allegedly brought here to Utah from the Marshall Islands and gave birth. What happens to those babies now if they're in the arms of the adoptive parents?
Well, that's a good question, and I think some of the answers to those questions remain to be seen and will probably be figured out in the weeks and months to come. But in short, I've been assured personally by those involved in the Utah investigation, and I've read statements from the Arizona Attorney General that this investigation and these charges, they are not going after the couples that are involved. They're not seeking to undo the adoptions. This is all about the people that were facilitating this process and holding them accountable. The adoptions, if they have gone to court in Utah and been finalized, they've been approved by a judge. They're legal and binding. Birth certificates have been changed. I don't anticipate there's a way that those can be overturned. The relinquishments presumably were voluntarily taken by the birth parents, and the judge found that to be appropriate and has approved those. And so I don't anticipate that there's going to be any undoing or taking away of adoptions that have been finalized. There are a number that are in process. I've already received calls, and I know of other adoption attorneys in town that are receiving calls this morning asking, my birth mother's due in December. What's going to happen? Is this still going forward? And those are all questions that we're going to have to figure out over the coming days and weeks.
And those are adoptions that were facilitated by Mr. Peterson?
Yes.
Wow. So we still have pending adoptions here in Utah facilitated by Mr. Peterson that adoptive parents are scared about now because they don't know if it's going to go through.
Yeah, I don't have any personally that I'm representing couples on, but I have heard that those questions are being raised this morning. And of course, he was in business at the time he was arrested last night. I mean, this process was ongoing, and the house in West Valley was presumably where he had these women live when they were here is presumably still there, and people still living in there waiting to deliver.
Derek Williams, thank you so much for joining us, an attorney who practices in adoption law. This expertise, this insight has been so helpful. You're with the firm Snow Christensen and Martineau. Thank you so much for joining us, Debbie.
I think we need to get a news team out to the house right now. this is a horribly sad story for so many people, including the birth moms and the adoptive parents. And as you just heard, there's more cases here in Utah. We're going to continue to follow this story. We're expecting that press conference at noon today. In the meantime, we'll check any the latest developments on that story. And we're also going to delve into the e-scooter debate. Haters going to hate, even if it's in front of the Salt Lake City Council. And boy, did they have a lot to say.
And Dujanovic. Get all news all morning, then go in-depth about the news.
Senator Romney joining us
with Dave and Debbie.
Do you think the FDA and the CDC are going to take your concerns seriously?
I do believe they're taking it seriously.
News at 5, talk at 9 on KSL News Radio, Utah's news station.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now, too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.